provider partner knows that it regularly sends individual prescriptions to pharmacy, but they are working together in DSRIP and they want to figure out how they can improve medication compliance. So they come up with this brilliant idea. What if on a regular basis, maybe monthly, maybe quarterly, in this instance, in this question, monthly, provider partner compiles a list of patients whose prescriptions were sent over to pharmacy partner and gives it to pharmacy partner so that pharmacy partner can then look to see did these patients fill their prescription and intervene with those who haven't, just as a mechanism of trying to really, you know, improve compliance. But they don't want to go back and get each patient's consent to do that. Provider partner just wants to share this list of patient information with pharmacy partner. And it's all for DSRIP. So the answer is yes. And here's the reason. Provider partner is a HIPAA covered entity. Provider partner is a provider that sees patients and is electronically billing for payment. I will stipulate, although maybe not said in the question. So a covered entity, as we talked about, is required to follow HIPAA. Now, we know that under HIPAA, you need patient written consent, also known as an authorization, to disclose PHI. So ordinarily, you would need patient consent to share PHI with a pharmacy. But in this instance, we do not have patient consent. So why is it appropriate for provider partner A, in the ordinary course, to share information with pharmacy? And also, why would it be okay for provider partner to share a list of patients with pharmacy partner? The reason is because of the treatment exception. The disclosure is being made for a treatment purpose. HIPAA defines a treatment purpose as the provision, coordination, or management of healthcare and related services by one or more healthcare providers, including the coordination or management of healthcare by a healthcare provider with a third party. It's consultation between healthcare providers relating to a patient, or the referral of a patient for healthcare from one healthcare provider to another. So you'll see the definition is even broader than one might intuitively imagine. And so what we have here is provider partner and pharmacy are really trying to coordinate the care delivered to these patients, improve their compliance of their medication. The whole reason for the information sharing is for a treatment purpose, and under HIPAA, it is permissible.